If you see any persistent sinner and you observe that he's not facing any consequences and enjoying his life, it may mean that Allah is giving him respite to an appointed term. And there is a possibility. Here he's not facing any consequences, but tomorrow in the hereafter he will be punished. He's taking bribery and trust and earning haram. He's being persistent on disobeying Allah. People occupy others' lands unlawfully. They gamble, supply alcohol. They spread indecency amongst Muslims. Guest of honor, invited with such titles. And apparently, those they look at them, they see, oh, they've got honor and respect. And no problem or calamity befalls them. Our understanding is if you get money or fame, that line is okay. No, that's not right. Standard is piety. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Indeed, the most honorable amongst you, according to Allah, is one who is most pious amongst you. The one who is more pious. In fact, this is what to see. Every wealth or every fame is bad. No, it is not necessary. Every wealthy person is bad. It is not necessary. Pious people of Allah were also wealthy, they were also famous. That is different. Whereas the point I'm trying to address is that we only look that person is famous, he is wealthy, he's got so much. But we don't see how did he earn that. Did he get fame from singing? Did he get fame from dramas, films, or got fame by spreading indecency? Did he become famous by sinning, spreading indecency, or because of piety and spreading goodness? He got fame by spreading the name of Allah and mentioning the zikr of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, by spreading the message of Deen Islam. Won't we check this fact? Or we'll just see he's famous, he's good. He has money, he's wealthy, he's good. No, if he's disobeying Allah, he is sinning, and he is a persistent sinner, and yet he's enjoying luxuries of this world with so-called name and fame, then that means the wrath of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is written for him. He's getting respite to an appointed term. So every such person should repent sincerely. When they get fame after committing sins and doing haram actions, they seem to say all is through blessings of Allah. No, it's not the case. Saying like this is becoming brave on sins. At the same time, no one should get wrong by looking at them, thinking they don't have any problems, any issues in their life. They have luxuries, name and fame. Do not think like this. Never. Remember, when Allah seizes someone, then no one is able to do anything. When such people saw consequences of their doings in this world, they became sign of admonition for others. We should adopt such track and field which helps us to batter this world and hereafter and support the religion of Allah. Why can't we understand what is halal and haram? But our condition is, we are after name and fame and wealth, and we don't even care whether it is earned from halal or haram means. Do you think it is wise to do? May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us ability to act upon true teachings of Islam. Ameen.